Pete Price over my dead body.
I'm with Dale, this very nice man in the crematorium. Right, now, we're leaving the hospital type area, and it now looks like more like the end of a factory, sort of a garage type thing. We've got two young ladies having a cup of tea, nicely dressed. We've got a huge boiler looking thing, and we've got washing machines and everything. So it there looked a bit hospitally. This looks a bit sort of like a garage.
Yeah, well, this is the more of the operational side. This is the side where all the fans for the cremators, all the control panels for the cremators are positioned, and this is the side that we obviously do the raking down of the ashes from. So as you can see, it's all the cremators are computerized. There is a certain amount of operation that the crematory technicians can influence to either speed up or slow down the cremation depending on the combustion. But this is the side where we can see the cremation taking place, and it's also the area where the ashes are placed into the container.
Now, the young lady's just looked through one of those spy holes. What's she looking for?
What we're looking for there is to see if there's any tangible flame. The process of the cremation is when there's no actual flame. If there's flame there, the cremation is not complete. When there's no flame, the cremation is complete, and effectively what we've got left in the cremator then is calcified bone, and that's the point where the cremation is completed and the remains can be brought down into the ash transfer cabinet.
The cremation is finished, complete. The body's gone, it's ashes. Talk us through what happens next.
The ashes are placed into an ash transfer cabinet where they're allowed to cool down. Once they've cooled down, they're transferred into another area where I'll show you in a minute. And I think the important thing to add here, once again, and as you've just seen yourself, Pete, the identification has followed the coffin through each stage of the process so that we know all the time that the body that's being cremated is the one that we are following throughout.
And let me interrupt you. I can verify this, that each one has got this card that follows it.
That's right. And then that card will also be placed onto the ash transfer cabinet, and then the remains go through into an exchange room.
So after the body is ashes, the ashes go into that one down there?
That's right. They go into the lower section of the cremator.
So you don't have to touch that at all. That just stays as it is.
That stays as it is. And then that can accept a second cremation because that's totally separate.
Now, those ashes will be very hot?
Initially, they will be up to 1,000 degrees when they first come out. But again, there's within the cremator, there's fans, and you can hear all the fans going now. There's fans that are assisting with the combustion, but there's also fans that are cooling the remains down.
So those ashes are in a tray?
Yes, they're in a hopper, if you like, a steel hopper.
Right, a steel hopper. So that and the card, what happens next?
That goes through to a room that is where we go through the remains with a very large magnet that you'll see, and that removes any screws from the coffin or any hip replacements, as we've mentioned. And then the remains are placed into what's called a cremulator, which actually reduces any remains that are the bone remain, if you like. It reduces that remains down into an ash-like substance. So this is the cremulator here in front of us now, Pete.
Explain again what this is.
The cremulator, this is a machine that actually reduces the calcified bone from the cremation process, and it reduces it into a powder form, which families may be familiar with seeing, because often they will have the remains scattered within the Garden of Remembrance or as yourself.
And let me stop you there. The card is still here, so outside this machine there is a card saying who that
that's
was.
Right, Pete, and to be honest, I'm glad you're picking up on that, because for me, the one thing that's very important to me, you know, as well, and the staff here, as well as the dignity that we show, it is giving people that reassurance that the ashes that they get after the funeral's taken place is that of their loved ones. And I think, as you've seen today, the ticket will follow all the way through, and even onto the container that the cremated remains are placed into, there's the identification again, and there will be a secondary identification in there, so that there's two forms of ID.
Now, there's a container here. Does that then go to the family in that container, or is that put into something that contain that the family buy? Or is that the standard container?
That from the crematorium, that's a standard container. There are a number of options. Some families will just allow us to scatter the ashes within the Garden of Remembrance. There's some families that would like us to do that, but they like to be present at the time, so they can be part of that. Some families will have the remains collected by the funeral director, placed into a casket or an urn, and then they choose to have those remains buried in a grave, a family grave. Or, like yourself, they might have a somewhere of, you know, that's close to their heart where they want the ashes to be scattered. There's a number of ways of people choose with it.
Something touched me when I was at the coffin makers at the factory. They showed me some items like the containers. They showed me a toy, like a teddy bear, and it unzipped, and in the back you could put some of the ashes of a grandmother or whatever, and they could keep that close to them. That brought me to tears. That was amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's many things that people do, and I must stress, that's not something that we deal with. We are the crematorium. What happens with the ashes after they leave here is a matter for the family. But nowadays, Peter, I don't know, you might be surprised to know that some people even have the ashes made into jewellery.
Oh yes, we've gone through that with the diamonds,
fireworks, all sorts. Yeah, yes.
I didn't know fireworks.
Yes, there's some.
Oh my word!
Come through, yeah. Yeah, there's some companies that actually they incorporate the ashes into a skyrocket, if you like.
Wow.
Again, that's not something that we do. But it's some companies do that.
No, you're doing
the
basis, and then from there we're going. And that's why we've been on this journey of planning our funeral.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just really been interesting. Dale, I can't thank you enough. I've learned so much. I've been on this journey planning my own funeral, and it has been a hell of a journey. This has opened my eyes. It's not at all what I thought, and I'm sure a lot of people out there listening will be surprised at what we've heard. Is there anything you want to leave with the listeners right now that we haven't sort of said?
I think the only thing I would like to give the listeners is that reassurance that the identification is at the forefront of everything that we do. And that follows the remains from beginning to end. And also reassuring people that, particularly here and at Anfield Crematorium, on the day that the funeral takes place, that the cremation takes place on that day. And in many respects, I'd just like to say, whatever myths you have heard, take them with a pinch of salt, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, in fact, I would say 10 times out of 10, the myths I've heard are as far from the truth as you could imagine.
What's the worst myth you've heard?
I think the worst one is that people believe that we actually take the coffins back and reuse them afterwards. And as you've seen yourself, Pete, the coffin, everything goes in, the coffin, the body, it goes in exactly as it's received at the crematorium.
It's unbelievable. Well, what I will remember is that you've opened an option for me. I was going to have a nice diamond from my ashes, but I might go up in a firework.
Yeah, well, you might as well be a star in the sky as well as a star in Liverpool.
So I'll have had my funeral, I'll have had the service, I'll have the celebration, and then, of course, cremation. When I've been cremated, I then will be put in an urn, and somebody will take me to Hilbury Island with a bottle of champagne and maybe drink and celebrate the life I had. Because one thing I have learned doing this program, I really don't want to be forgotten. I really do want a fantastic send-off, and I want people to celebrate my life, not grieve me. Maybe shed a tear on their own. One of my friends said to me, "But why make a fuss when you die? You're not here to enjoy it. It doesn't matter, you're dead." It's a strange one, isn't it, that? Is that what we do? Should we remember people? I hope that we've tried to give you an idea of why we're doing this. And we're doing it because I think you owe it, however hard it is to do, I think you owe it to the people you love to actually put it in place. Many of them will be grieving for you. Why should they have the added pressure of what to do? What hymns? What prayers? What religion are you? Where you want your ashes? Do you want a party? Do you want a celebration? Do you want to be in a coffin or a wicker basket or a cardboard basket? It's all relevant. So however painful this is, it's got to be done. We've looked at every aspect of funerals. It's been an uncomfortable program to put together. But I now know that when I leave here, after people have enjoyed my life, enjoyed being part of my life, been there for me, been friends with me, helped me with the journey I've been on, I just think it's amazing. The sad thing is, and I'm sure a lot of you will agree with me over this, is when we've gone, yes, some people will miss us and never get over us, but life just goes on. And I find that the most difficult thing to comprehend, that all this is just here. I won't be, but all this will just go on. Life will go on. People will carry on. People will laugh and cry and enjoy themselves and have hard times and good times. But I won't be here. If there is another life, I really wonder what it's about. If there is religion, I wonder where people go. And really, will I see my friends again? Will I see my wonderful mum? Is there another world? So many questions. So many unanswered questions. Pete Price, Over My Dead Body.